Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Something else.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hi posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 21st of July of the year 2020. Your guest today, I'm not quite sure what the etiquette of this is, but your guest today is the newest member of the royal family, disgraced former Home Secretary John Luke Roberts. Welcome back to the show, Your Majesty.
I prefer Dauphin. Can we get a Dauphin? I've been using Dauphin, John Luke Roberts. Well, there's not a proper name for my role. And we can drop the disgraced former Home Secretary now, I think. I think the real headline is royalty. Disgraced. You don't need to put that before a royal. I mean, it's assumed, isn't it? It's assumed one way or another.
I would never call someone a Dauphin on purpose, but... For you, I'll make an exception.
Now, look, I appreciate the joke, but I will say I can't condone it. We need to treat our royalty with some respect, definitely now that I am one.
Well, I apologise to you, and I hope that I'm not executed for treachery. I'm glad that I'm on the other side of the world from you, you monster.
Well, I'm still, you know, you're in Australia, aren't you? I still have... In fact, I might get special. I'm asking if I can have that one specifically because it's quite big and nothing's happening in the middle, so I can do some.
Well, speaking of your new role, coming up today, our top story will be political innovation news brought to you by John Luke Roberts. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, UK Prime Minister and part-time dragon Boris Johnson has announced that masks will be made compulsory in shops and supermarkets in the UK from the 24th of July in an attempt to contain the coronavirus, just not right now. Also, he has asked that any spare virgins to be left outside 10 Downing Street will also be being required to wear masks as they await his dragon-like eating. Outrage from all quarters has been immediate, with different people suggesting that this mask-wearing diktat is both too much and also too little, but definitely not the right amount. John Luke, how do you feel about masks?
I'm not allowed to interfere with political... So let's just say I believe... that masks exist.
I mean, you're really getting the hang of this not saying anything job, which is such an essential part of the royal family's work. I guess you must have had some training in your previous roles, as of course not to be mentioned your previous roles, but
on the political side of things. I was very bad at it then, though. I've become better because they give me a special sort of... Basically, as a royal, every tenth thing you don't say, you're allowed to say something completely wacko. So that's going to be a lot of fun when I get to that.
Just think of all the things that Prince Philip hasn't said to have been able to earn the things he has.
And people never talk about that. You know, he's put a lot of work into not being racist, and he's just racist every now and then a lot.
Meanwhile, a new spin-off app is out from app giant Tinder. Called In and Out, it will allow you to swipe right and left on people based purely on a random selection of their tweets, after which point you'll be allowed to private message each other only pictures of your genitalia without ever learning their name or location. This app will capitalize on the compartmentalization of humanity in these increasingly modular times and hopes to make everyone just a little bit more miserable. Have you ever used any of these online apps?
No, I haven't, but I have sent a lot of dick pics, but never my own. Never my own. It's the first rule you're taught in government. Don't be silly enough to... Because once people have your penis, they can do identity theft all over it and get your bank account details. Unless my bank's been lying to me about how to log in.
I think you meant to say once people have a picture of your penis, surely.
Oh, yeah, but what's the difference? You know, they're both two-dimensional.
Is that a royal thing? Is that a royal thing?
I don't know. I thought that... Is that not normal?
Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because where else do we have such an unalleviated opportunity to create an erotic, unrealistic, and exaggerated perspective of the world? This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Jim's Gym and Gymnasium's new online challenge. The most aggressive non-holistic healthcare program will give you a half-price push-up sale with their new F*** Your Self-Esteem Ab Challenge. Sign up online today to have our series of incredibly unstable trainers scream at you through your screen of choice. Casanova, the world's most famous lover, existed in a time before reliable contraception, but famously, to prevent unwanted accidents, would dip his balls, before sex, into half a glass of tea or half a glass of hot water to inactivate his sperm. Be like Casanova. Choose half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, hotter than you'd expect when you put your balls in it. If you're classy, don't forget to squeeze them afterwards with those little silver tongs. If you squeeze hard enough, you definitely won't get anyone pregnant. And that's all your ads for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story today, brought to you by John Luke Roberts.
Hello. It's been quite a gentles heavy episode, hasn't it? I've just noticed. It's been a lot of balls.
It is. I've been in lockdown too long. But you are bringing us political innovation news, John Luke Roberts. So tell us what's happening innovatively in the world of politics.
Well, it's just a quick roundup, really, of what's going on in Europe. So first of all, you have heard recently Ireland have two, I believe it's pronounced, actually I have no idea, the Prime Minister of Ireland. There's two of them now, and they're rotating. But they were originally, one of them was going to do it for 2 years, then the next one for two. Now they've decided, they've really narrowed it down. They're going to do a word each, like that improv game you do at school. So that's going to be fun. We'll see how the next 4 years pan out like that. And that's inspired something that's going on in Germany. They're trying to get young people involved in politics by bringing in Dirk Mattelblatt and Susan Hoopoe. From America. Now, they, of course, came up with the long-form improv game. Game is the wrong word. But it's called the Nigel. And they'll be brainstorming, basically, new laws through improv. So they'll be in Parliament. The other people in Parliament will put their hand up and say, you know, spatula, or inside a big room. Right, when they're asked for a location or a thing. And then the two of these greats of improv will build a little scene. It will have emotion and heart as well as a few laughs. And then the laws will be created off the back of that. So that's hopefully, they think that will get young people involved. Although I feel maybe young people from the past more than young people now. Write in only ballot papers. They're trying that in Latvia, where there won't be any candidates, and everyone just writes in who they reckon they'd like to be the prime minister. Whereas, at the same time, in Iceland, the first person who turns up to their general election will become king. So which I think will sort, you know, it's going to really motivate everyone to turn up a bit later, because nobody really wants all that power. And then... finally, one person, one vote. Now, that's been used in most places. In France, they're changing that to one person, one puppy. So you can choose to vote, or you can choose to get a puppy. And it'll be interesting to know how that rolls out.
I mean, that'll certainly maybe change the dynamic of French politics.
Well, I think that's sort of the aim. I think Macron... is relying on people choosing puppies over voting, because of course his popularity is waning quite a bit as president. So he's hoping that most people go for puppies, and this will lead to mass disenfranchisement, but some very happy people. Probably some very unhappy puppies, of course, because they won't have put, you know, they'll get a puppy for free and they won't have done the work. They probably won't have any of the training. It's quite a sad day, really, for the puppies of France.
I mean, a tragic day for the puppies of France. But on the bright side, it's very difficult to maintain a sort of a Francophile style apathy in the face of a puppy.
It's true. It's true. It is true. Yes. Of course, if you stuff them with grain, their livers are delicious.
That's horrifying. Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor.
Dear Alice and guest, my name is Brian and I live in Whitstable. What I want to say is, how do you make all those noises? They're very good. Thank you.
There you go, you got a letter.
I make those noises. Thank you so much. Today's letter to the editor has come in on our audio channel. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by audioing us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you so much for your letter, Brian. What a wonderful letter that was. And the answer is, with my mouth. Most of the noises, not all the noises I make with my mouth. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year without exception, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. For our listeners in the other dimension, we have some exciting work up ahead. We're going to try and cater a little bit to your needs, though of course we don't get the news from your dimension and can only cover the real news. Your guest today on the podcast was John Luke Roberts. Have you got anything to plug?
I know you're going to ask the question. I'm on Twitter at jlukeroberts, and you can find all my news and my website there. And why not buy one of my specials from gofasterstripe.com?
I will. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser, and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. I have a live show coming up on Next Up Comedy, and that will be on the 23rd of July, particularly if you are in the UK. My special Savage is still available on Amazon Prime. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter, as they and we always say. Good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.